Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Gravila Mahagut, Neil, now 13 people have died so far in this flu season. Just to put that in context, on this day last year, that figure was 3. So that's an indication of just how early this flu season has started and the impact that it's had. 3,000 cases recorded last week, still on the rise with a flu peak expected in Christmas week. The president of the Irish Association for Emergency Medicine, Dr. Conor Deasy, told Morning Ireland earlier today that the Children's Emergency Department in his Cork hospital is overwhelmed, in his own words, with children coming in with flu-like illnesses. Temperature in children under 2 is particularly difficult to control with even Calpol and Nurofen or ibuprofen and paracetamol, if you prefer. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Kingston Mills, Professor of Experimental Immunology at the School of Biochemistry and Immunology at Trinity College Dublin. Kingston, good evening to you.
Good evening.
I mean, flu season has started earlier, but what's different about this strain? We've heard medical professionals call it a particularly nasty strain.
Yeah, I mean, this is what's called a H3N2. It's one of the 3 types of influenza virus that are in the vaccine. But this particular variant of H3N2 called the K-clade is actually a bit more virulent, a bit more disease-causing than previous ones. And that has resulted from the fact that the virus, which normally mutates each year, has mutated a bit more this year than normally. And that's resulted in a virus which is quite different from the previous year's viruses, which means that immunity that people may have had from last year's infection or vaccine is going to be less effective against this particular strain. So it has resulted in, first of all, an earlier onset of the season, and it's predicted that that peak also will be higher this year than in previous years.
And what has caused the earlier start to it? Is this just more people are travelling, or it has spread more easily and therefore has arrived earlier from where maybe the outbreaks happen in the Far East and the Southern Hemisphere?
Yeah, I mean, this virus arose in the Far East of Australia towards the end of their winter. So, it is more transmissible, and that may be than other strains. So that may have what's given rise to the earlier start to the year. And because it's more infectious, more people are getting infected, therefore more people are transmitting it. And so that all spirals into a larger problem that we're only the beginning of the problem now, in that it looks like the way the trajectory is going, that it will get worse over the next few weeks.
We're going to be looking at how UK hospitals are dealing with it at the moment. Is that any kind of a predictor of what we're looking at come Christmas week, what they're having at the moment?
Yeah, the UK is having a very severe situation at the moment, and they're really concerned about the number of hospital beds that have been occupied by patients with flu, and they're predicting that it's going to get worse over the weeks. Right here, right now in Ireland, the number of cases in hospital with flu is very high this week, up from the previous week, around 650 people in hospital, up from 400 the previous week. So that could escalate over the next 2 weeks if the trajectory is the same as in the UK. So it will put pressure on the system for sure. And the age groups that are in hospital are right across the board. It's not just the older people, there are young people in their teens that are ending up in hospital. And very interestingly, 75% of the people who are in hospital haven't been vaccinated. And that's a very important statistic, because the vaccine, while it doesn't necessarily prevent infection with this particular strain, it will stop severe disease. So the sort of take-home message here is to go out and get the vaccine if you haven't done so already.
Okay, what about masks, Kingston?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're going to be heading towards a situation of COVID and everybody wearing masks. But I think if you're in a family situation where one person has flu and there are other vulnerable people in the household, it's a good idea for the person that has the flu, if they're coming in contact with others, to wear a mask. Or if somebody is particularly susceptible for for whatever reason, whether they're older or have an underlying medical condition, if they want to protect themselves, if they're traveling, for example, on an airline or on a bus or train, certainly there's no harm in wearing a mask. I think people are more used to seeing people wearing masks now, so there's less of a problem for people in doing so, and I think it's a good idea and they're readily available.
Okay, people probably still have leftover masks knocking around the house, a few packets of them, certainly in our house as well. Okay, Kingston Mills, Professor of Immunology at Trinity College, thanks for joining us on that. We did put that very question, or rather our reporter Una Kelly put that very question to people today, whether or not they'd be willing to wear a mask to prevent the spread of flu.
Yes, I have seen. We actually drove in today to avoid getting public transport. So, yes, but I haven't worn a mask yet, but I have noticed that a lot more people are. I haven't got my flu jab, so that doesn't help, I suppose.
Do you know many people who have it or have had to go to hospital or anything?
Some people that I've worked with now have had the flu and had it. It's been quite bad.
I haven't seen anyone wearing a mask, but I would try and avoid places if I could, yeah. But I have the two vaccines anyway. We all have the two vaccines.
Although I believe they didn't get the stronger vaccine for people. Yeah. So my brother got the flu after having the vaccine, and friends as well have got the flu after getting the vaccine. So that's a bit disappointing, I suppose.
Yeah, especially as he's in hospital. Environment.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it quite severe for them?
Yes, it was, yeah. Couldn't climb the stairs, you know.
So I got the vaccine.
And have you noticed any people wearing masks?
Yes, I have. Yeah, quite a few. We're from Newry, so there's quite a few people down north. Children seem to be more affected than the adults for some reason. There's 170 in one school.
I have my vaccination, yeah, so no, I'm not worried.
Do you know many people who have it?
No, actually, no, I don't. No, no. Maybe we're all of an age where we're all vaccinated.
Have you noticed people doing things like wearing masks?
Yeah, a lot more people wear masks in the supermarket and stuff. Yeah, I've noticed that for sure, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, seen around a few around myself. You heard the woman from Newry there saying that it was particularly hitting schools in her area. Well, we're joined now by Brendan Horan, principal of Bunscoil na Cathrach in Carrick, in Kerr, County Tipperary. Brendan, good afternoon or good evening to you.
Good evening, Colin.
Can you paint the picture of how your school has been hit by this surge in flu?
Well, certainly the surge has come this week. Of our classes, we've had between 20% and about 33%. Of our pupils have been affected. Many haven't been in school at all, and others have been sent home during the day because they're feeling down with flu-like symptoms, and they've been away for a day or two. So this week in particular, it has had a huge impact, not just on the children, but their teachers as well, because we've had staff members are out sick as well.
Right, and you said there may be people out for a day or two, but I've seen kind of closer to home, in my own experience, people out maybe down for a week. Would you be advising pupils maybe to err on the side of caution and take an extra recovery day rather than coming in and chancing it?
I certainly would, because with this coming week now ahead of us, the last week before Christmas, the last thing any family wants is to have flu through the Christmas period. So if there's any chance of recovery, I think everyone should take a sensible approach on this one and stay at home if they have flu-like symptoms.
Right, and is the impact any worse in Rangashay or amongst the Nina and Vioga in your school?
Would you believe it's actually been worse in the younger children? But it has spread throughout the whole school. We've had one senior infant class had about a third of the class absent due to illness, and that would be quite rare. But and then there have been other children that have been sent home during the day. This week, between Christmas shows and things like that, some people have come in when they probably shouldn't have. But with the festivities going on, I do think this week it has happened. But we're hoping that next week people will take a more sensible approach.
All right, a few gaps in the nativity play, was there?
Unfortunately, you had frantic teachers hunting for step-ins at the last moment, so it was quite an interesting week.
Right, plenty of room in the inn in some of those plays. They're not exactly coming down with numbers. Come here, you've got another week, well, 4.5 days left, Brendan. How do you think the week will go? You'll be glad to see it over the line maybe and not be in school in the later end of September when this is due to peak.
I think that the fact that next week is coming, it'll be busy because people will still want to be coming and going. But we're hoping that the surge won't get too bad too fast. over the next few days.
All right. Nollag Hanna, enjoy the break. Thanks very much for that, Brendan. Now, we're also joined on the line by Vincent McAvinney, who's a London-based journalist. You heard us referring to the state of play in the UK at the moment. It's across the front pages of many UK papers and across television channels, of course, as well. The Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, says a double whammy of flu patient and imminent strikes amongst resident doctors in the NHS is, quote, probably the worst pressure the NHS has faced since COVID. Vincent, what kind of numbers are we talking about that's prompted remarks like that from Wes Streeting?
Stats we have that in the week up to Sunday, there were 2,660 flu cases a day on average in hospital, which NHS England says was the equivalent of having three hospitals across the country full of flu patients. So that is the scale that they're saying at the moment. And then it's thought that with all the mixing that's been going on with, you know, lots of socialising nativities this week, of course, but lots of office Christmas parties, that number will ramp up this week.
Any idea, as we've been told, it's going to peak in Christmas week, but has a peak even been talked about in the UK at the moment?
We haven't heard sort of details of a peak yet, but I think obviously so many people are going to be travelling in the next 10 days, schools closing as well, more office Christmas parties. I think we can expect that it's going to probably be peaking around the same time between Christmas and New Year's.
So how have the schools actually been affected in the UK, Vincent?
Well, we had a number of school closures across the country, not because sort of the pupils going ill, but because there are too many staff ill and they don't have the numbers required legally to keep the schools open, keep everything going. So some schools have been shut. And like we've been hearing there, the advice for parents has been that if your child has had this, do keep them off until they're fully recovered. Otherwise, you could see classes getting it and teachers as well and more school closures.
Okay, plenty of our compatriots living and working in the UK, Vincent, they'll be bound this way at some point soon. So that may or may not have an effect on the spread here. But this strike that you've been talking about in the UK by resident doctors in the NHS, any sign that that might be put off as a result of the pressure hospitals are under, or is it being seen perhaps as an opportunity to show just how vital the doctor's work is?
Well, Wes Streeting is hoping so, but what's going on with the BMA at the moment is there is quite a sort of militant faction that has taken over the leadership. Some have said that they are sort of a Corbynista type faction that is highly critical of the current Labour leadership. And so we have seen them strike earlier this autumn. The strike, though, didn't receive much support from the public. I think about 70% of the public were against it, and we think over half of junior doctors, now called resident doctors, actually didn't abide by the strike motion from the BMA and went into work. So it's unclear yet how big an impact it will be, but Wes Streeting is saying, because this is a dispute over historical pay dating all the way back to 2008, but also the number of training places here in the UK, the offer that he's put down to the junior doctors today is, look, if you call off your strike, I will double the number of training places in specialist areas, which is what you want. But if you go ahead with the strike, I'm going to use all the money for that to get locum doctors in to cover your striking and do the overtime for the consultants, and you'll lose those training places. So he isn't wanting to back down. It's in the BMA's court now.
All right. Well, whatever about a flu peak, it sounds like there's going to be an industrial dispute peak going to be forced to a head sometime soon. Thanks to Vincent McAvinney, London-based journalist. Earlier to Brendan Horan, school principal in Care, and Professor Kingston Mills from Trinity College Dublin.